Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com. All right. Thanks for listening to Hour 1 of Around the House with Eric G. Let's go to Hour number 2. For more information, head to aroundthehouseonline.com and make sure you like and follow us on Facebook as well. Now, let's get to the show.
Now we just gotta get you on the radio. Yeah, you gotta get out.
Gotta get on the radio. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vodder.
We are knee-deep into Hour number 2.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for listening, everybody out there. Hey, if you want to be a part of the show, make sure there's a lot of different ways you can get a hold of us. First off, get us on Facebook, Around the House with Eric G. Make sure you like, follow, all of those things over there, because that's where we tend to reside during the week. I mean, you'll see us on Instagram and Twitter, but Facebook Around the House with Eric G is a popular spot.
We really are. We try to do our best to be available across all of our mediums, but if you really want to get a hold of us, want a quick response or start a dialogue, Facebook is really what we would prefer to have as a communication.
Yeah, it's going to be the easiest one there. So hit us up there or give us a call, 503-521-7072 to the studio. That is our 24/7 access line. Text us, call us, 503-521-7072. And then make sure you head over to our website. This is where we have all the information from the podcast of all of our shows here. You'll find that. You'll find our online store where you can buy yourself a trucker cap or something else like that, to videos and everything else. And that's just aroundthehouseonline.com. All right. Well, if you got questions, feel free to send them over. But right now, I want to talk about an important one, because there's so many people now that are thinking about, oh man, I want to get that bathroom done before the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Tough to do this time of year. A little late to be tackling that project, but let's talk about it, because I think that one of the biggest debates out there in families is, okay, I've got a bathroom that's outdated. Do I want to start over, or do I just kind of want to do a fluff and buff and make it look nice?
Mm-hmm.
This is where I think projects go sideways and budgets get blown up. You know, sometimes you'll see that they've got a decent, you know, fiberglass tub shower unit that's one piece that looks good, that's in decent shape.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. That can be a great one there. Maybe you only need to put in flooring and a new cabinet and maybe a new sink and a countertop. You're good there. Those things can actually, you know, when you see those fiberglass tub shower units, nothing wrong with them. You can have them refinished. Think of it as a Corvette that's sitting in there. That is a fiberglass gel coat.
Yep.
That's your Corvette sitting in there. So if you don't like the color, you can paint it. If it's got some chips and stuff, one of those companies can come in. You can paint it yourself too, but you can actually do a pretty decent job of having those refinished. I'm not a big fan of refinishing and repainting, you know, taking the porcelain, you know, the thick cast iron tubs and painting them. Mm-hmm. Not my favorite. Here's why. You're not putting the same finish back on it. So how they make cast iron bathtubs, here's a great example. So they have a hot piece of molded cast iron. I mean, it's the same thing they make engine blocks out of.
Yep.
So you've got it there shaped like a bathtub, and it looks like, you know, gray iron. If you've ever watched Kohler or one of these other companies, what they do is they heat that up red, not to the melting point, but close. Then they sift white, or the color that they're going to make it, glass particles on top of it.
Okay.
So it's like sand, but it's crushed glass.
Okay.
That's what they're going to porcelainize this with. So when they take that, they fire it, and now that's what gives you that white coating on a cast iron bathtub.
Okay.
It's not paint. So it is a baked on coating that is literally melted in a kiln, and it's like covering everything with glass.
Something you can't replicate.
You're not doing that at home, folks.
Most likely.
No.
I would say most people are not going to be able to take care of that in their garage.
Now, there are companies, because my brother has had this done before, that will reportionalize steel sinks and things like that. And they will do that kind of stuff. It turns out really good. It's amazing how it's expensive, yeah, but it's cool. I mean, you can buy a tub cheaper, a new tub many times more cheaper than having somebody reporcelainize that. But it can be done if you've got that sacred cow tub that's, I love this thing. If you want to spend thousands of bucks, sweet, knock yourself out, ship it out, have it done. But really, when it comes down to it, I'm not a huge fan of painting the cast iron stuff. It just rubs off of it. It's tough, but it's not that tough.
It's not going to last.
No. So really, you're better off putting a new tub in at that point. That's where that can get start to get sideways, because, you know, a whole bathroom remodel is north of 20 grand to start.
Then there's typically, I mean, you're talking like a half bath, right?
Yeah, I'm talking a full bath. Okay. But let me paint a picture for it. You know, you walk in out of the hallway. You're in a long bathroom. You've got the bathtub shower unit at the end of it.
Yep.
On the right or the left-hand side, you have a toilet and a vanity.
Yep.
That's what you're talking about. That's north of 20 grand if you're paying somebody to come in and do it. And that's just for a nice one. That's not talking about getting, you know, the extra deep cast iron tub, the custom shower wall in there.
This isn't picking out things that you want in your bathroom. This is a remodel. I'm going to bring this back to current status, to new status.
Yeah, I'm going to update it and I'm going to put in new stuff. Yep. That's what you're talking. You know, and so that's a laminate countertop. That's not a granite countertop. You know, you're going to spend 35 probably to do that with nice, nice materials.
And again, as far as these numbers, these are from every year we typically do a cost versus value. And what would you say is a high end on remodeling that?
Oh, just that bathroom? You can spend 50 or 60 grand in a heartbeat. You know, okay, you want to put in really nice cabinetry. You want to put in
nice lighting.
You're going to put a heated tile floor in. You want a custom shower at the end with a custom shower door, you know, a nice high-end toilet with a bidet toilet seat on it. You're going to do this thing top-notch. Yeah, you can spend 50 really quick.
Yep.
Now, if you get into a master bathroom, you can double that. And that's where that numbers come back and bite you. You know, you're spending 25 to 50 in a master bathroom really, really quick. And that 25 is more like your 1970s little tiny master bathroom that has the 36 inch shower and, you know, not your big space.
Now to kind of get back on the segment topic here, we've got about a month and a half at most. We have about a month until Thanksgiving rolls around. Yeah. What can people do in their bathroom in that amount of time for, you know, on a budget to make their bathroom holiday ready?
You know, here's what I would do. First off, I'd take a look at it. If you've got bad flooring, all right, I would start thinking about, okay, I'm going to leave the tub shower. I'm going to leave a lot of stuff. I'm going to pull up the toilet, put a new toilet in, update it to like a new Toto 1 gallon flush, something that's going to be cool. Then what I would do is I'd probably take the vanity out and I'd put new flooring in first. So I'd take out the sink, toilet, flooring. First off, get it asbestos and lead paint tested. Make sure you're not dealing with that, because I can't tell you how many times... I see this, and I'm a moderator on a DIY page out there outside of our Around the House Nation. And then I'm on this other one called like Our Old House or something like that. It is like the soapbox time, by the way. It is like the bad DIY asbestos law breaking rules of the road in there. There are so many people. Oh, yeah, I've been grinding on this for 2 days. And I'm like, you know, that's black asbestos mastic. And there's people like, I don't care, I'm fine, I don't need a mask, I don't care if I got in the rest of my house. And it's like, oh man, this is crazy. But here's the thing, if you are pulling up vinyl or tile and you've got the black tar type glue beneath it, stop what you're doing, test it, and make sure that's not asbestos. Most likely it is. So then you need to take those precautions around the house to follow the law so you don't get busted for it. I mean, we talked about this weeks ago, but there's a guy who was a realtor in, where was he? Lake Oswego. $100,000 fine for not disposing of asbestos correctly.
Yeah, because you can't just take that to the dump without proper testing.
No, so you got to be careful with that, guys. So that's just one of those things. So if you see that black tar. That's probably asbestos. Flag. Yeah, red flag. Be careful with that. So here's the thing. So to answer your question, to circle back around, flooring, cabinet, like an in-stock cabinet from a home center, new countertop, toilet, probably doable. It's when you gutting it to the studs, you're putting a new toilet, new shower valves, tile work.
You're not going to get that done in a month.
That's a 4 to 6 week project if you've got the contractor coming to do it. So if it's a 4 to 6 week project for the professionals and you're coming in there working after hours and weekends.
Shoot, 8 to 12.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So be careful with that. All right, when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about how to get this bathroom project knocked out just as soon as Around the House returns.
What's up? This is Dick
and Satchel from Steel Panther, and you are listening to
Around the House with Eric G.
Yeah.
We love Eric G, and you should too.
Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vauder.
We've been talking about, in hour one, we really started talking about a couple things. Paint and kitchen cabinets or bathroom cabinets is a big one. Wanted to get kind of that one out of the way because we're getting to the holidays where people are talking about that. And then right now, we've been talking about how to tackle that bathroom project. Do you keep it? Do you toss it? Do you start over? Where do you go with that? And that's kind of a big one to me because a lot of people don't understand kind of what they need to do to get through that. And, you know, what it's going to cost if you're going to write a check, it's a big part of it.
Yeah.
It's expensive. It's quite frankly expensive. And there's multiple reasons because of that. And I want to talk about why in this segment here, because I think it's important. You know, if you think about a bathroom, let's say you've got that, you know, 1970s Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
You know.
Wallpaper,
it's all right there. So when you look at it, you go, okay, got wallpaper, you know, two coats of wallpaper on it. You've got electrical. Well, here's the problem you got. There's so many things in there that don't meet code. You think about it. You probably don't have the GFCI dedicated outlet for that bathroom.
Yep.
So now you got to run power back for that. Maybe you want, and here's the other problem you get too. A lot of times in those 70s and earlier homes, the lights and the outlets are in the same circuit.
Okay.
Can't do that either.
Mm-hmm.
So in a bathroom, sometimes in a hall bathroom, you have to run a couple different circuits back. And that's the thing. You might be sharing that light circuit with a bunch of other stuff. You might have to run two circuits back. So now you're having to put all this wiring back to the panel. Is your panel going to handle it? Do you need to put a new panel in? Is it full?
You're probably not thinking about.
And this is where that project creep comes along that I want you to be very careful with. And so once you get through that, you go, okay, well, are you going to pay a contractor to sit there and steam and scrape and remove all the two layers of wallpaper off that's not coming off easy?
No.
Probably cheaper to rip the drywall off and start over and put new in. Now, I've seen some guys take drywall off really quick. I've seen guys want to spend a week in there. Where you could have been
to drywall. Yeah, you're going to be spending so much time pulling off that wallpaper that the amount of time to act, and you're probably going to, it's going to be less tedious, less annoying for you as part of the project where you can just, boom, I don't really have to worry too much about what it's going to look like. If I'm going to be replacing the drywall, just get it out of there.
Just knock it out, take it out, and start over. So that's the thing. And then you've got fresh drywall. Here's one of the things that I like to do when I'm doing that, if I'm taking the drywall out. I insulate the walls because almost always there's a bedroom on either side of this room.
Okay.
Hall bathroom, almost always is a bedroom on either side. That keeps the sound in the bathroom. So if you've got somebody sleeping in there and somebody goes to take a shower or the midnight bathroom run, it so much more quieter.
And trust me, this can be beneficial as somebody who used to have to get up, say, like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, and I had roommates. Guess what? The shower I used was right next to their bathroom. Next to their bedroom.
They hated it.
Absolutely. I'd wake them up every morning when I'm on my way to work.
Yep. And so that's one of those things. And when you got kids, and you know, the kids might be 10 years old now, but guess what? They're going to be going to that afternoon high school job and coming in at midnight. And if it's next to your master, that's one of those things. It's going to save you some time and money. And I like that. And here's where it can save you on the money side too. If you put in a product like Rockwool, that's a fireproof insulation.
Okay.
You've now installed a semi-fire barrier between those two rooms. Because if you've got drywall, which is fairly fireproof, mm-hmm. it'll hold up to fire for so long. You've got that rock wall on the inside. Now that cavity, fire's not going to travel up that cavity if you have a fire in there. That's one more area that you've helped make more fireproof and protect in there. And it's not a bad thing just to have that sound barrier. It will quiet a house down because now you have two, between those walls, you have two more sound barriers if you do both sides.
Yep.
It's a good thing to do. So it's one of those things that whenever in doubt, I love insulating walls on that. Now, you know, if you don't have a vent in there, you know, okay. You know, as far as heating, air conditioning, heat source in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're not going to be pulling the heat in that way, but you'll be fine. It's a bathroom and it warms up pretty quickly. And then I always put in a new vent fan unless something was just put in there. Put in a brand new Panasonic. We've heard this discussion
before.
Took
the words right out of my mouth. I was going to go, well, what about ventilation?
Yeah. See? And that's the key right there when you're getting into that. That's one of those things. But when you're doing these updates, you know, and you can do that. You can go in and make that a Saturday project. Go get a nice...
That's fairly quick.
Nice new project. I did a Morgan Day Organ segment. I think that one is posted up on aroundthehouseonline.com. You can check it out there. But really, that's another project. That is one of those things you can do that keeps it looking good. You don't have to worry about it. You can do that project and you're not remodeling the bathroom.
Yeah.
That's a Saturday project that's perfectly capable of something to do. Just like painting is or anything else like that. So you can piecemeal this out without having the bathroom tore up for
without being out of commission. Yeah.
Yeah. But the one that does tear things up that starts you over is that floor. That's the key right there. Now when you're talking about a shower, this is where, you know, we've talked about it before and you've heard me get on the soapbox a little bit about it. If you're doing the shower or redoing the shower in there, do not go do a concrete mud sill pan that holds the tile up. You know, that's the curb area and the drain where it's all sloped down. Go get one of the composite ones, Weddy, Sluter, all these different brands make them. They're completely waterproof. You won't have a crack. You won't have a problem with them. Save yourself some time and money. Don't go build your own shower pan the old-fashioned way because, you know, you have to build this whole shower pan. You have to put in a membrane, and then you're going to tile over the top of that. Stay away from building your own membrane shower pan. Just get one of these composite ones. If you order one, custom size if you have to, and guess what? Now you've got a waterproof system that's going to keep it from leaking. If you don't do these steps right with tile, and this is where one of the biggest things, it's going to cost you thousands and you're going to have to do it over again because you're going to have water and then you're going to have mold. Nobody wants mold in the bathroom because that ends up being a heck of a health hazard. All right, when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about bathrooms just as soon as Around the House returns.
Keel, the metal cowboy from Keel, the Ron Keel Band and Steeler. We are rocking Around the House with Eric G.
Raise your fist, make your stand for family and friends. All the fields, if you're gonna take on the world, fight like a man.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. If you want to be part of the show, hit us up on Facebook, which is Around the House with Eric G, or You know, you can head over to our, the other place you can go really that I actually like because it's got everything in one spot, roundthehouseonline.com. And you can message us there. You can see all the videos. You can see all the podcasts. Everything is in all one spot there. But I want to invite you personally to join Around the House Nation. This is our project sharing page. It's a closed group. This is where we actually moderate it. So if you get off subject, bye-bye.
Yeah, we might...
We might take you down.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. You can share up those projects you're doing. There are some great projects that people are sharing out there. There's some fun stuff. And people get feedback. There's a lot of professionals that you might even have seen on TV before that'll be commenting. So it's a great place to put up your pictures. What are you doing this weekend? Post it up there. We'd love to see it.
This is the spot where you can come and show off what you're working on. Odds are you probably like to do some DIY stuff you're listening to Around the House. So show us what you're working with. And guess what? If you maybe you don't have time or you don't want to give us a call at the 503-521-7072 number, we have multiple resources available on the Around the House Nation to answer your questions, maybe give you a little feedback, maybe guide you in a possibly better direction.
It's kind of the We Are Experts page, and there's so many people out there. You know, I mean, I've done home improvement for 30 years. I'm an expert in what I do here, but you will see some name brand national people on there talking about stuff they're working on, maybe showing a video that they did.
And are totally willing to help. They'll reply to your post and be like, yo, if you're looking for this kind of wood or what you're looking to do with this, how to repurpose this, they have some awesome tips.
Yeah, it's great. So make sure you join in over there because that is a great place to put up those projects. And just share what you're doing this weekend. We'd love to see it.
We're starting to bring you into the family, all right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, well, we've been talking bathrooms and kind of getting through that. Here's one thing that I want you to think about, too, and this is going to be just kind of a side note, the sidebar on this one here. When you're looking at a toilet, if that toilet is over about 10 years old, this is where I start to go, you're probably better to replace it than just to rebuild it. If you can afford to spend $300 and get a really nice new toilet, it's going to pay for itself and it's going to be easier to clean and it's going to flush so much better than that maybe top of the line toilet you bought 10 years ago. I love fixing toilets because it's easy, it's quick, but sometimes you're taking a toilet that worked poorly to begin with and putting new parts in it might make it flush correctly or do as it's supposed to, but it was poorly designed to begin with. It's time to replace some of these toilets.
Well, and if you got to think about it, let's take technology out of the question because over the last 20 years, technology has grown exponentially.
No kidding.
But what would you say is an average lifespan for your generic toilet?
Well, the parts you might, depending on what kind of water you have.
Okay.
So if you've got really good water coming in that's been treated and there's no hardness to it, you get a lot of years out of a toilet. You can get 15 years out of a toilet without having to replace a single part on that thing. If you've got well water, you might have to dive into it at 2 years. Or if you've got hard city water, 2 years. You might be in there going, man, I'm already replacing parts on this thing.
So if you have a 10-year-old toilet, odds are you're...
Yeah, you're probably due for some parts. Yeah. Now, here's the other thing, though, too, is if you got a good one or if you got a cheap one. If you bought the $79... name brand builder special
throw
at the home
into a
center
rental unit. Yeah.
Guess what? And by the way, here's one of those things. Soapbox on my part again here too. When you're talking toilets, if you put a cheap one in your rental unit, here's not for thinking.
No, you're making yourself having to deal with more work in the long run and more money.
You should be putting your best toilet in that rental unit because they will never be calling you at 10 o'clock at night or calling a plumber to go out and fix it. And then billing you for it. If you're doing a rental, you need to be putting in the higher quality stuff that's not going to get you callbacks. If you can spend another $100 on something and you don't have to get calls for 5 to 10 years.
That peace of mind is priceless.
No kidding. Because it's always going to happen when you're out there going on vacation or something like that. Something's going to break. That's Murphy's Law. So back to bathrooms again. One thing I want you to think about, too, when you're doing this, and this is starts getting into that, okay, am I going to replace it? Am I going to refresh it? They make, if you've got small children, I really want you to look at these temperature balancing valves. the new shower valves, like you go into a hotel, for instance, you go, oh, wow, this turns on to cold and you've got all these controls.
Mm-hmm.
The new shower valves are designed so when you flush the toilet or somebody turns on another bathroom, you don't get scalded with hot water. They're called temperature balancing. So what they do is they always make sure that if you turn it to that, if somebody turns on the bathroom faucet, flushes the toilet, everything else, you don't get the hot shower, you know, of the 130 degree water hitting you.
I mean, isn't that, I mean, because I do remember that growing up, you know, don't ever flush the toilet when someone's in the shower or something like that. But that seems to kind of gone by the way. That isn't so much of a thing in newer homes, is it?
Newer homes, it's not, because building code is required that you install those. But if you've got that 1970s, 1980s house, probably not in there unless someone has replaced it and put a new piece in there. But always look when you're doing these type of refreshes for the shower stuff. Man, I love that you can't get burned anymore.
Absolutely. You don't want
if you've got
that.
Kids, nah, you're good. So though, just keep in mind that when you're starting to get into these things, though, that, okay, now I got to take a shower valve out. Okay. Well, either I'm going to take the shower wall out to get at it, or I'm going to have to go into the back to the closet behind it. But if that's an exterior wall, I don't know if you want to be taking the siding off to do the shower valve. So this is where we get into the gut it and start over type of shower. And that's what you got to be careful with, because that's expensive. Nobody wants to do that.
No.
And hey, we just got a question in from Linda from Aloha. I like this. What is the average cost to add a shower to an existing bathroom to a bathtub?
Okay.
So this can be multiple different things here. So if you've got like a clawfoot bathtub, freestanding clawfoot type tub. All right. So with those, you're going to have to buy a hoop to go around the top for a shower curtain. You're going to have to buy multiple shower curtains to go around that. And then you're going to have to buy a new faucet and a new arm to come up and do that. And so if you have that type of bathtub, you can spend $1,500 to $2,000 on higher end fixtures for that really quickly, because that is specialty hardware. Now, if she's got almost a soaking tub that she wants to add a shower to,
okay,
that can be a more expensive detail there. Because many times you've got the bathtub and you've got a more Roman tub faucet that's meant to fill, but it's not meant to divert water to go up to a shower. So what you have to do is you need to replace that or put in another shower valve. So maybe leave that one if it's a deck mount faucet. I would have a plumber come in and off of that take up, and you're not going to use the tub, the shower and the tub fill at the same time.
At the same time, no.
So you can probably steal off of that depending on what code
water
is. Yeah. Probably code will let you do that, but ask your local code and find out. But now you can put in that shower up there. And so you're going to put in one of those pressure balancing tub showers. The problem, though, is now you have to do a tile, custom tile surround around there, or quartz or something, a sheet good up there to do that.
Because this wasn't made. All of the tile and everything is meant to be used in the tub, not as a standing shower.
Yeah. So if you don't have the tile up there, I'll be honest, you can spend $7,000 to $10,000 trying to do that if you just have a tub in there with no tile on the wall, because you're gonna have to go in there, strip that off, put all your right hardy backer type material up, or whatever you're using as a backer board, and you're not gonna do it over the drywall, so you gotta tear all that out. Then you gotta do your waterproof membrane, then you've gotta lay your tile, and you've gotta put, you know, the grout in there, seal it when it's done, all this other stuff. You can spend $7,000 to $10,000 just on getting that lined up in there if it's custom. Because if you've got a window, that's a whole other thing. You know, there's a lot of different things that are going on in this. And that's where you've got to be very careful with. You could spend a couple grand for a freestanding one. You can spend $7,000 to $10,000 just to get that bathtub turned into a shower. And at that point, maybe you just want to have a shower only. It's not that much more to tear it all out and make it a full big shower, and then you've got it. All right, when we come back, let's wrap this up just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vodder.
This is where we do home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. This is our last segment. Where did the time go? It's always crazy how this just flies through.
Might be the last segment, but this doesn't have to be all of the Around the House that you're going to listen to today. Head over to the podcast. Check us out. We've got over 600 episodes.
Absolutely. There's a ton over there, and take a look at it. You can go back in the Wayback Machine. So if you're missing something, you know, we've got our new... Here's how, let me explain this to you just in a little bit of detail here so we can cover this, just to explain it for all you podcast people out there. SoundCloud, we're kind of switching away from, you're going to be able to still get us on SoundCloud, and you're going to have our full catalog on SoundCloud that you'll be able to hear. But what happens is when SoundCloud ships that out to iTunes, Spotify, everybody else, they only send 250 out. They're the only guys that do it this way. So we are not going to be distributing through them any longer, but we'll still have our stuff up on that page. But you're going to get a lot better service now because we're going to be going out through our new Captivate partners, and those guys are going to send it out to everybody a lot quicker. I think it's going to work out a lot better. And quite frankly, we're going to have better numbers because they do a better job of tracking all of you guys that are doing what you're doing out there so we can see what kind of numbers we have.
Hey, if you're a podcast listener and you happen to see something change or something different, shoot us a message. Let us know about it. We just want to know if there's anything that changes on your end as far as the listener.
Yeah, if you good, bad, ugly, whatever. Absolutely. It is, send it to us, and we'd love to see what's going on in your world with that. And if you find a place that maybe we're not, and all of a sudden we were, or you want us on there,
let us know. We'll get there.
We're going to get there for you, so make sure and do that. And then we keep kind of amping up the quality. I like the other thing with Captivate, too, is they send out a little higher quality feed as well, which I like. And I think it's going to end up being a lot better setup for everybody involved. I mean, you know, from iTunes to Google Play to Spotify, all you guys out there, it's going to make it easier to find this as well. And then do us a favor, too, while you're doing this. If you're on your normal podcast thing, make sure you like, subscribe, and leave a kind note about us, too. We'd love to see the reviews up there, what you like about it. And
feedback's great.
Feedback's great. And so if there's a subject as well that we haven't talked about, we'd love to take requests on that. If you have a project coming up that you want to learn more about, let us know. We'll put it on the mix. We'll put it in the lineup coming up here in the future. We've got some fun stuff ahead.
Real quick, seeing as we're running out a little bit of time here, I want to kind of finish up our talk on bathrooms here.
Yeah.
And on projects you can get done by the holidays. We were talking during the break about, you know, is there an easy way to kind of replace your shower head, make that a little bit more energy efficient or something better for the holidays?
I'll be honest, I don't like energy efficient shower heads because they put out less water. And a lot of times that less water means that I'm standing longer in the shower and I'm struggling to get this big mane of a beard plane or hair or anything else. But there are a lot of cool things out there. You've got brands like Brizo and Delta that have designed shower heads that use less water but still get you the coverage to actually take a shower with. On the other hand, there are so many cool shower heads that you can add body sprays.
That may not be energy efficient, but man, they're pretty sweet.
They're pretty sweet. I mean, you could be the car wash going in there. And those are the things to me that are luxury, that are enjoyable, that are fun, that you can get in there. I mean, you can do a steam shower. You can do body sprays. You can have that rain head over the top. I mean, you can have the entire car wash experience with lights and music and anything you want to do in a bathroom. The thing is, though, and here's the key to this, if you're adding those things, you're probably going to have to put another water line to supply that, because your normal little half-inch pipe that goes from your water heater or from the cold water that comes out to mix that is probably not enough. You're probably going to have to run a 3/4 line out there, because otherwise you're going to have a low-pressure shower experience, because if you put 4 shower heads up, and you've got one line. Guess what? You're going to have 4 kind of droopy shower heads, and that doesn't make up for a great experience in the shower.
Exactly. I'd rather almost have just the normal shower head.
At that point, you're just better doing that normal shower head. So that's one of those things that keep in mind of that supply line going there. But man, you can have an absolutely ridiculous shower. If you stay in a hotel room and you catch that out before, you'll have diverters and everything else in there. It can be super fun. Well, that's all the time we got for this week. Thanks for checking us out, everybody. Head over to aroundthehouseonline.com for all of our different stuff. And make sure to join us for our midweek special and for Around the Toolbox. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vodder.
And you've been listening to Around the House.
Around the House by Eric G. is produced by Design by Eric G. in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by Envision Networks. All rights reserved. Copyright 2019. Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all the shows at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Thank you for listening to the podcast of Around the House with Eric G. We really appreciate it. Like and follow us on Facebook. That's Around the House with Eric G. And make sure you listen to the podcast and subscribe, follow, comment, and share to all your friends. We'd really appreciate it. For more information, head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Make sure and follow our podcast Shorts, which is our midweek special on Wednesdays, and Around the Toolbox for the trades on Thursdays. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.